So welcome home, and welcome to the practice of Yoga Nidra. And the first part of the practice is simply to feel the body settling into the support of the earth beneath. And to feel the breath becoming more spacious and free and open. And that as this happens, you can settle more completely into a state of comfort and ease. Be aware, I am practicing Yoga Nidra. I am practicing Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra is the form of awareness. And that awareness now is holding the intention to make inner harmony our first priority. To make inner harmony our first priority. And with that intention now, we invite for the awareness to settle down into the space of the heart, there simply to connect with the warmth of welcome for the naturally arising guidance of the inner teacher, in whatever way that feels appropriate. I'm going to allow now for that form of awareness, I am practicing Yoga Nidra, to be present. As the mental attention travels around the physical body, and it's as if the body is a night sky. And as the awareness travels from one part to the next, stars shine in the night sky to form a great constellation in the night sky of the body, beginning with a star that shines between the two eyebrows and then between the two collarbones. And then the stars shine on the right shoulder and elbow and wrist and into the tip of the right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger, and all the way into the palm of the right hand and the back of the right hand and the wrist and inside the right elbow and back to the shoulder and return to the space between the two collarbones. And then the awareness travels over to the left shoulder and elbow and wrist, as if little stars are shining at each of these places, into the tip of the left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, and then back inside the left wrist and elbow and shoulder, and back to the two collarbones, and then down behind the breastbone, star shining there, a star at the left breast, back to the breastbone, a star at the right breast, and back to the breastbone, and then down with a star behind the navel, and then down to a star in the pelvis behind the pubic bones. And then all the way over to the right hip and knee and ankle. Big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Back in to the right ankle and knee and hip. Returning to the pelvis, and then stars shining all the way over the left side, on the left hip and knee and ankle. Big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe and fifth toe. And then back inside the left ankle and knee and hip. All the way back to the space in the pelvis behind the two pubic bones. And then up behind the navel and up behind the breastbone. Stars shining in all these places. Up between the two collarbones. Up between the two eyebrows. All the way to the top of the crown of the head as if a star is shining there. And then down again behind the space between the two eyebrows and behind the space between the two collarbones until the awareness comes home to the heart and a star is shining there. Be aware of the whole body like a constellation of shining stars in the night sky. Feel the breath now moving. So that as the inhalation comes, those stars move a little apart from each other. And with the exhalation, the awareness settles in the space of the heart. And with the inhale, there's a sense of those stars moving apart from each other. And with the exhalation, all of the light comes to shine in the heart, as if all of the light of the whole of the constellation of the body is present in the heart space. And be with this movement of awareness on the breath, inhaling into spaciousness and openness, and exhaling into a single point of awareness in the center of the heart star. And then be aware I am practicing yoga nidra. Be aware I am practicing yoga nidra. That yoga nidra is the form of awareness. And invite for both of those experiences to be present at the same time. And what would that be like? To have that expansive openness and at the same time to be single pointedly focused in the light of the heart. How would that be? And then let go of that exploration and bring the awareness back into the space of the heart and carry the attention down on the exhale inside the womb to feel there that amongst all these stars a little moon is shining, the moon shining inside, and be aware of the light of that moon shining as if the light of that moon illuminates the whole of the pelvis, all the pelvic organs, as if in fact the whole body is bathed in the light of the moon that shines inside. And then as if the light of that moon could pour upwards on the inhale, it pours all the way up into the space of the heart, as if bathing the space of the heart with the light of the moon. And on the exhale, as if all the light in the heart pours down to fill Yoni Sthana, the creative, nurturing, nourishing space. And that this river of energy, like a river of moonlight and starlight, travels up into the heart on the inhale and down into the womb on the exhale. Mm-hmm. nourishing the womb, nourishing the heart, and then inviting the awareness to rest in both those places at the same time. And how would that be? To feel as if you could inhabit the creative energies of the womb space and the loving energies of the heart space at the same time. How would that feel? And then to let go of that experience, simply to know, I am practicing Yoga Nidra. I am practicing Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra is a form of awareness. And that awareness now settles into the body wherever feels as if there is a warmth of welcome for the intuitive guidance to arise, which may be well in there. In the heart space or in the womb space or wherever it is that the attention rests with a warmth of welcome for intuitive guidance. And you welcome in that guidance with great respect and with love. Be aware, I have been practicing Yoga Nidra. I have been practicing Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra is the form of awareness, and that awareness now is moving outwards to a more everyday state of consciousness. We can be aware of all of the sounds around us, the sounds in the room and the sounds outside. And to feel that awareness now connecting with the intention for the practice to make inner harmony our first priority, and to feel into that as a somatic experience, to really embody that intention, and to feel that as you begin to move and stretch, that actually the priority of inner harmony is truly present in the body, and you start to stretch and yawn and move now, and be aware that this practice of Yoga Nidra is complete. This practice of Yoga Nidra is over. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Tat Sat. Take a little stretch and a yawn.